Now, here's a riddle. What do cement high-rise buildings have to do with revolutions? Author Viken Berberian answers that in his latest satirical graphic novel called The Structure is Rotten, Comrade. Set in Moscow, Paris, and Armenia's capital, Yerevan, the book follows Frunz, an aspiring architect bent on destroying the collective memory of a city. Viken joined me from Yerevan, Armenia.
I was just drawn to architecture as a trope, as a theme, and I admit I have a soft spot for cement, like Frunz, but unlike Frunz, there are many despicable things about him. I think what motivates him, and certainly his father, who is a builder, is money. They're very much open to the idea of demolishing the beautiful, historic homes in the city to make way for this urbanization and to profit from.
You started writing this book years before the revolution in Armenia in 2018 took place. I mean, what was your response to that? What did you think when that happened?
We kind of course, we started to write the book before the revolution, but it sort of all came together. There's certainly this unambiguous message in the title, The Structure is Rotten, Comrade. Obviously, we're quite aware of political corruption, of corporate greed, what was happening here. So until we had this Velvet Revolution in 2018 that upended the era of the oligarchs.
Now, Viken, for our listeners who obviously can't see the book, the illustrations by French illustrator Jan Kebbia are very colorful and animated. It's like hundreds of colored pencils scribbled across the pages. I wonder why you decided on this style.
We both did not want to be constrained by genre or tradition. The illustrations are revolutionary in form and content. He breaks many of the classical codes of comics, the traditional talk bubbles, and the dialogue, for example, in our book does not have borders or frontiers. And Jan really knows how to capture comedy and pathos in a way that's not judgmental.
You and the illustrator Jan Kebbia started writing this book 5 years ago. Since then, there's been a lot of protests. You know, the world's kind of going through lots of upheaval. Do you view the book differently than you did when you started it?
No, I mean, the book is what it is. And the protests, I've always watched the protests, and I continue to watch the protests with consternation. Unfortunately, we don't see the same results this movement towards more open societies in other parts of the world. And I'm hopeful that will change. And I'm hoping that the millennials, our kids, your kids, will be a part of that process. So that's why we actually referenced The Little Prince in our book, too. I don't know if you came across The Little Prince towards the end of the book in the form of a graffiti on one of the walls. And I think the reason why The Little Prince is there is because we often forget kids in the larger discourse, and we dismiss them, but we should actually hear them out.
Viken Berberian is the author of a satirical graphic novel called The Structure is Rotten, Comrade. He's been speaking with us from Yerevan, Armenia. Viken, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Carol.